Here we begin a new siman. This is a very hard siman. This is the Lamtes Malachas. So we're probably going to go through this very slow, and we'll try to have some practical application. I'm going to try to use Rabbi Riviat Sefer. Riviat, the Lamtes Malachas. He takes each one of the Lamtes Malachas and he gives practical examples halacha lemaisa in the modern world. But let's just get started a little bit. I want to apologize to you. I did not prepare very much, and the little bit that I did prepare, I realized that I really don't know what in the world is going on here in the Shi'arim mitzvah halacha. A lot of the words I don't know how to translate and some of the concepts. So I ask you, please, to help me along as we go through these first few pages. So let's just first do the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the name of the siman is Ktsas Mimalachis Hasuras B'Shabbos Ubo Tzadi Gimel Siv. I have here the entire siman, okay? 93 Seifim. We go through all of the Lamtes Malachas. In fact, right before this, in the Shi'arim Mitzvah Halacha, he actually lists the Lamtes Malachas. I didn't photocopy that part because we're going to go through it in more detail right now. So here the first halacha is Aleph number 1. First, in the parentheses, he says, "Ikra ha'malacha shneshu lanu lasas m'shabes kvar." It's in smaller letters. Kvar nodu l'rebbe Yisrael v'lo nichtav kan rak midvadim shelo nodu v'heimu dvadim shechichim. He's going to give practical examples. He's going to focus on things which are common. This is the focus of the kitzur shulchan aruch. So here we begin. Aleph. Also, l'shtamish lor haner. The first halacha is havara. A person, he's giving the. Of course, it goes without saying that a person is not allowed to light a candle on Shabbos. That is poshut. That is a melacha deraisa, to kindle a fire on Shabbos and to extinguish. Now, here is the question: to extinguish. Before we go further, it's important to take note: when a person puts out a candle on Shabbos, is that an iser deraisa? You have a candle and you want to put it out. Is that a melacha deraisa, melacha derabanan? So we have to first know that it's called a melacha she'enet shichul gufa. By putting out a fire, I'm not putting out because I want to create a coal. If I had a piece of wood and I would extinguish it, and the purpose of extinguishing the coal, the fire, the piece of wood, is in order to produce a piece of charcoal, which I can later use for cooking purposes, that would be a melacha deraisa according to all opinions. Then the kibui, the extinguishing of the fire, is the melacha shetzricha legufa. I need to extinguish this fire in order to produce something positive, a product, the product being a coal, a piece of charcoal, which I can later use as an object which will be used for cooking purposes. That would be a melacha, it'll be awesome at the rice according to all opinions. However, if I have a candle or a piece of wood that is on fire, and I put out the fire and I have absolutely no plan of using the charcoal for any other purpose, and in fact if the source of fire is a type of object which is not suitable for coals to serve as a pecham, and I extinguish the fire, that is called the melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Most Rishonim are of the opinion a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is not osur min ha'torah. It's only osur midrabanan. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds the melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is osur afilu min ha'torah. So according to the Rambam, if you have a candle, a wax candle, and you blow it out Friday night, that is a melacha, clearly a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. According to most Rishonim, you have only done a melacha d'rabban. According to the Rambam, you've done a melacha d'araisa. We don't pass like the Rambam, but we do take it into consideration to some degree. The very big nafkamina is when it comes to a grama, or it comes to a psik resha d'loy nichalei, when a person indirectly causes a fire to go out, and you're not producing a coal, so it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and it's being done indirectly. Question is it mutter or is it aser? If it would be a melacha d'araisa, then we would have to be machmir, and there's more grounds to be machmir. But if it's we hold not like the Rambam, that a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is only aser midrabanan, then when it's done through a grum, it's done in an indirect way, then there are grounds and there are situations where indeed it would be mutter. I'm not having kavana, and it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen. And he's going to discuss some of these issues with regard to opening up an oven, closing an oven, opening up a refrigerator, closing a refrigerator, and going into an air-conditioned room, or even going into a room into opening up a door in the winter. You open up in your home, you open up a door and a gush of cold wind comes into the room. It's going to cause the boiler, the thermostat, to adjust and cause the boiler to go on or the boiler to go off. So these become very important issues with regard to kibbutz. So here he begins by with the halacha. Also, l'shtamish, it's in halacha. Olor haner, davar, shetzarch, iyan, ketzas. This is from the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle. Davar, which requires illumination, you have to clearly see what you're reading. The gazu rabbanon shema yishkach v'yita esenet. This refers to a type of candle in ancient times, oil candle. We've all seen the picture of the oil candles where you have a container made from cheres, made from pottery, from earthenware, and it's filled with oil, and there's a wick. And when the wick begins to flicker, you push down the part of this nair, this receptacle, where the wick extends, in order to cause the oil to draw, to flow towards the wick, to increase the illumination, increase the burning of the wick, to provide more illumination. So a person may forget that today is Shabbos, and the wick will begin to flicker. He will need more illumination to read carefully what's in front of him. He will forget himself and push the nair down. That will cause the oil to flow towards the wick. The fire will increase in size. A fire increasing in size is equivalent to kindling a fire. According to all the poskim, just like one is not allowed to create a fire on Shabbos, to raise the fire is also forbidden on Shabbos. Exactly the same halacha, when you increase the flow of oil and you increase the illumination, it's the same exact halacha. So therefore, in the time of Chazal, when they used neros that were made from a shemen, and the neros would flicker, would get smaller, get larger, and there's a real concern, you're not allowed to read in its presence something which requires clarity, because you may forget yourself and come to tilt the candle on Shabbos.
So how did they learn those
days? So how did they learn? So the Gemara, he says, okay, you have to have at least two people learning together. You have to have a shomer, or you have to have a simon. And Echnami, because the children are afraid. The children, you have to. Basically, thing was you learn together. You learn as in the group. To learn with the group, each one will remind the other. If one person will come to tilt the candle, someone else will remind them. Or you put the candle in a place where it's out of reach, or you can't come. You have to make a sim. He talks about that right over here. Let's see. Also, l'shtamish l'or haner the davar shorach leikin k'tzas the gazri rabban shema yishkach v'yitas haner lekarev Hashem l'absil to cause the wick, the oil to come close to the wick. V'yischayev mishum mavir, and if you cause the candle, the wick, to increase its glow, that's malacha deraisa. Ushnayim mutadim likros mitocha sefer echad binyanecha. Two people are allowed to read together because shema yavo yechad lahatos, sheim yavo yechad lahatos. One person will come, chaver yaskirehu, will remind him. Period. Now here he gets practical. Uvinero shelanu. This was true in Tama Chazal when they used nero shel shemen, but today we use candles made from wax, and you never saw a person going over to a wax candle and flickering the wax candle, causing it to light better, because whatever it is, it's not going to make a difference. Uvener shalanu, shachelev o hashava, fat or wax, karuch alav sila, nohagin lahatir, the custom is to be lenient, you can read whatever you want in front of candlelight. Friday night, if the lights go out at home, and all you have left on the Shabbos table is the Ner Shel Shabbos, and today Ner Shel Shabbos, most people are using wax, paraffin. So then there's no problem. You can read whatever you want. Ach, he does say something that is very interesting. Tzarech lasoyz ezeheker shelo yavo liktzayz fresh apsila shnasapechem. You should do something. You should make for yourself some type of simon. Now I don't know what the simon is. Tie a ribbon around the leichter. I don't exactly know what the simon is, but he should make a simon, because if you do want to cut the stir that the wick of the wick, if it's not burning properly, and you want to cut the tip of the wick, you're creating a pecham uleharamba. And according to the opinion, that even though this pecham, this coal that you're going to produce by cutting off the tip of the wick, is not going to be of any use, no one's going to take this coal and use it in your oven to cook meat, because the coal that you produce from a wick is not suitable for a cooking wick. So it's nothing more than a malacha she'ein etzrich l'gufa. It's kibui, it's a malacha of extinguishing, but the malacha derives of extinguishing only when you extinguish for a positive purpose, in order to produce a coal which you can use for cooking. And since the coals that we're going to produce by cutting the tip of the wick are not suitable for any purpose. It's a malacha shenetzricha legufa, which is not also min haTorah according to most Rishonim. But uleharambam, according to the Shita Sarambam, havi iser deoraisa, because he holds that it's a malacha shenetzricha legufa from the raisa. Vafilu al yidei nihudi also liktzayis for shapsila, and not only are you not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to tell a guy. It's amiru laakum. Amiru laakum is also when we learned an entire simon, the three reasons why it's aser. It's aser, and it's a shlucho shel adam kimoisai. There is zilzul Shabbos and the daber davar. Three reasons Chazal give why you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So you can't tell a guy to go to adjust the candle on Shabbos if it's not for a reason which we learned in the simon, for a dvar mitzvah or for cold or heat, things like that. So this is us. Now let's read the next halacha. Also levtech delas. Now he goes into the next halacha. You're not allowed to open up the door. We'll read the shem halacha in a few moments. Let's just go into the next one more halacha. Therefore, as an extension of this concept, you're not allowed to open a door, levtech delas, a chalon or a window, neged ner doylek, opposite a candle that's being lit, kishu karv lehem, when it is near the window, shema yichave al yidei zeh, because it might go out. When you open up the door, there's a possibility the gush of wind will cause the candle to go out and it will be kibui. Avol mutar liskar delas lechalam, if the window is already open and it's whatever it is, it's going, and now you want to close the window, so closing the window is not going to cause it to go out. Nothing is going to happen. Avol mutar liskar delas lechalain, period. Next, upesach hatanor, what about the opening of the oven? Sheyesh boyesh, nu halacha. We have an oven, and the oven has fire. The fire is going. Sheish ba'esh, aser. So this is more severe. You're not allowed to open up the oven. Bein liftoach, bein liskar. You're not allowed to open or close an oven that is on. Ki al yidei zehu mavir o mechaveh, because opening up an oven, you're causing the air to enter into the oven. You have to enter ancient ovens. These ovens from Chazal. It's not necessarily true with bizvan hazeh. And the article Kitz Ashuch Nur, he has a footnote from the one Igor Smoisha that the ovens bizvan hazeh is not like what it's referring to here in the Kitz Ashuch Nur. And there definitely are situations where you can be makel on Shabbos to open an oven which is on. Okay, they do it all the time. You have a kid, you have the warmers. Those are the warmers. They have the warmers. Talk about the oven. An oven that is on, it's not. You're not going to change the temperature. If it's already on, it's already going at full force. Nothing is going to happen different by opening up the door of the oven or closing the door of the oven. This referring to the time of Chazal where you had a live fire burning in the oven. By opening up the oven door, you're causing air to flow into the oven, and that will directly, immediately cause the flames to flare. And by closing the oven, you're definitely causing the flames to subside, to go down a little bit. Okay, so today the issue is not, so today the issue is the thermostat, and the thermostat is a grama issue, and if already right now, the moment you open up the oven, it's already on, so then you're not doing anything because it's already going. If the oven was off, and you open up, and you're causing hot air to go inside, then to cause the oven to turn on, that possibly would be a problem. It's not even mukh, because that there are so many different steps. First of all, it's not even mukh. It could be sometimes that it's so hot, that it won't go on right. It'll go on, it'll take 2-3 minutes until the temperature will go down. And even it will, and then again, there's so many variables, you can't generalize. Every single situation is different. And even if it does go on, how is it going on? Well, first is a thermostat. The thermostat first has to adjust. Then the thermostat has to trigger an electrical signal to the computer. And then the computer has to turn on the fire. There are multiple layers of grama that are taking place when you open up the door of an oven to cause the fire to go on. Even though a fire in an oven is much more chumra than a refrigerator, because a refrigerator is only electric, there is no fire, and electric, according to halacha lemaisa, we paskin that it's only a midrabanan. So we deal with rabanan grama, darshem eschavein, psikresh lo nichle, there's much more grounds to be makel. An oven is much more problematic because you're ultimately dealing with ish, and ish is deraisa. But even there, Moshe says there are situations when you can be makel, and basically, the article he says today everything is so complicated. There are so many different types of ovens. There's so many different types of situations, different settings, different clocks, and every single situation has to be judged on a case by case basis. So you can't generalize.
Understand?
Yeah.
It's two pieces. It's a bimetal. It's two pieces of metal that are separated.
Oh, so
when they close a circuit,
different types of thermostat. So they're doing, saying
the
oh, right.
No,
so
new thermostat. Do okay. Electronically.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You make a very good point.
There
are different types of thermostats. Okay, so I believe he talks about that here in the foot, in the bottom. Shalom Shem Halacha. He has a lot of complicated words, and hopefully you'll help me when we go through this. We'll try to decipher what he's saying. He talks about that. He talks about different eating. You're saying there's a problem with Bishul in the thermostat. Different types of thermostat you're causing.
No problem, Bishul. That's just the opposite. That the whole thing is, at worst, what you're causing is two metals to touch.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, we'll see. There are different types of thermostats. Let's see. So, but here he points out, so all we have learned over here so far is the door. We learned a lot of halachas. Shemen, if you're using oil, you're in trouble. Some people today, they use the mahader, they use for the ner shel Shabbos, they light a ner shel shemen. So Friday night, the electricity goes out, and all that's left on the Shabbos table is a ner shel shemen, shemen zayis. You got a problem. You're not allowed to read the ner shel Shabbos is not mishtina the Gemara. But if it's not a ner shel shemen, it's a wax candle, then he says here there is no problem. L'chatila, you should still make a heker. Okay, so then we discussed opening up a door. Open up the door and you cause the wind to blow and cause it to flicker. That is a real problem. This is very much nogea halacha l'maisa, Chanukah. Many people like to light the Chanukah candles by the window. And where is the window? In many homes, the window is right near the door. And when you open the door, you're causing all of the candles to flicker. It is a real serious problem. And if and a person, some people, because of this problem, they light on Friday night in a different place than when they light during the week. During the week they light right near the door. Some people other they won't light in the door, near Mizuzamin, and their Chanukah is small. But Friday night, opening it by the door, you have real problem of Chil Shabbos. Opening the door is going to cause a gush of wind to come in and to cause the Ner Chanukah to flicker. That's Mamash Mlocha Deraisa. So then they will be naked, they'll put the Ner Shel Chanukah in the dining room and in another part of the house where you don't come to this Shiloh. It's a very serious issue. And then we're going to deal with opening up a refrigerator and opening up an oven. These are Shilohs, but even before we begin, we can all right away acknowledge that we are extremely lean when it comes to a refrigerator. Most of us open up a refrigerator, whether the refrigerator is on, whether the refrigerator is off. And the basic heter is, it's a grama. If opening up right now the refrigerator, the motor is off. And when you open up the refrigerator door, you're going to cause the temperature to rise. And that's going to trigger the thermostat to turn on the motor. So I'm turning on the motor, you're causing the electrical current to increase. So why should not be a malacha? Why should not be a malacha? The answer is because electricity itself, even if you were to actually turn on the motor, you could plug in the refrigerator, you could plug in an air conditioner on Shabbos, that's at best a malacha derabana. Because we don't pass like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says electricity is a melacha deraisa. We pass like Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and many other paiskim, the Ruba, that electricity is a melacha derabanan. So it's a melacha derabanan, it's not a melacha deraisa. Now it's only a grama. I'm not directly turning on the air conditioner. I'm not turning on the refrigerator. I'm opening up the door. Opening up the door, and then all of a sudden, the thermostat changed, and the thermostat caused the motor to go on. I didn't have a kavan for that. It's a davar she'enoi mischavin. And even you'll tell me it's a psigresha. It's a psigresha, but it's a guarantee it's going to happen. It's a psigresha delo nichli. It's a psigresha which I don't care for. It's not my primary concern. And being that it's only a derabanan, you can be lenient. And that indeed is the common minhag, to be very lenient. There are people that are machmir that will only open up the refrigerator when the motor is running. What? A hot water faucet. There are a lot of other complicated issues because water is entering the tank. The moment you release hot water.
But that's
the
rationale.
But there it's ash, and the water is being cooked. There it's much more problematic. Yeah. But by electricity, it's psikresh l'nichle. There are those that are machmir that will only open up a refrigerator when the motor is running. And then there are those that are even more machmir. Moshe himself had engineered for himself a refrigerator that was on a clock. The motor runs at predetermined moments of time. So then you're opening the refrigerator, it's not a thermostat, it has nothing to do with you, it has to do with the clock, and you're doing absolutely nothing. So to each his own. Yeah.
Getting back to the Hanukkah candles on
yes.
Shabbos.
Yes.
Opening the door with
yes,
the wind.
Yes.
Is that really changing the intensity of the fire? Isn't it just changing the distribution of the flame? I mean,
Well, it all depends. You can't. When you open, there's a gush of wind. It causes.
The shape of the flame.
It's not just the shape of the flame.
Does it increase the flame?
Doesn't increase the intensity.
Okay, you have to study this. By shaking, it's causing the flame to the amount of fuel. We all know that if you have a candle in an area where there's a lot of wind, the candle burns out much faster than there's no wind.
It sucks up whatever.
It's happening much faster, right? So that goes to show the havara is accelerated. If the candle is being in a place where there's no wind, it will go for 45 minutes. Now that there's a wind, there's a draft, within 30 minutes. One, two, three. Why is that? So it goes to show that the combustion is accelerated. So when I open up the door, at least for those few moments when the wind is blowing on the candles and the candles are flickering, forget about the distribution. It's causing an increase in combustion. And that is a melacha d'oraisa. So this is something which has to be taken. Now let's see over here. The Shem says, look, again, I warn you, I don't really know what's going on, so you'll help me out. First he starts off here, Nehu Shalanu, Ayin B'turizaf. Demutar likrois la'or shal shayv. Okay, the Kitzur said the same thing, that Bisman had said, you can read opposite a candle of shava of wax. The Ayin B'hagos, Zichron Avram, name of the seven I'm not familiar with, Shechim Yorak HaGoyin HaKadosh Rabbi Nosson Adler. Okay, as he's saying, he was the Talmud of the Chassam. He was the Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, or the Chassam Sefer was Talmud of him. I always forget. He was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. Fine. The Ayin Bishur Kisaf Sefer. Now he's going to quote from the Kisaf Sefer extensively for the next couple of pages. The Ayin Bishur Kisaf Sefer. Shechichich lahachme olumay lufnei. Now, what is this word? Hamilalech. I don't know what this is. Anyone know what this is? Hamilalech. He's machmir. He holds. I don't know what this is. Milalecht. The ayin b'mishnah brewer shakasav the mutal likros l'oiram. The mishnah brewer says you can read opposite this milalecht. No, know what this is.
Lecht is candle.
I know the licht is light. What's the mila? What's the mila? Ha milalecht. Okay, I should look at the mishnah brewer. We'll see. Shakasav the mutal likros are the next. Ayin b'miskeres hashulchan v'lech maponim. The kitzur shulchan aruch. Shehelosh, that's the Miskeres HaShulchan it's one of the first Perushim on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's like little teeny footnotes. The Miskeres HaShulchan, like Mapanabi Shulchan Aruch, Shehelosh, Sham, Hetelum, Eitzel, Nefet, Lampin. What do we have? Naft basically means something similar to what we have, kerosene, or we have paraffin. It means something which is consistent. The light, the illumination is consistent. There's no chash shemayata. The only chash shemayata is only by shemen zayis. Shemen zayis does not flow well through cotton. There's always a hiccup every so often which needs some intervention. But you have nefet. Nefet is combustible. It's very, very scary stuff. And kerosene and things like this. These are going to clean, steady light. There's no concern. Shemayata. Next. Ayin primigodim. De maharit. Hoyolamid lo'or haner. The Ayin, the Marit, he learned by the Or HaNer. He had no problem. I guess he's referring to Or HaNer, he's not referring to Shem, he's referring to modern types of illumination. The Ayin v'Hagos Marsham, Mashakosav me, I'm not sure what that is. Berhetev, okay. Shehitik davar zeh ben yinacher. He quotes this in another matter. I don't know what he's referring to. The Ayin b'shulu b'shem Mordechai. The Eitzel ha'or. Electric, okay. We're talking about electric, incandescent. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he wrote this, there was no such thing as LED lights and fluorescent. He was referring to incandescent. Mutar l'ilmud, it's davar pashut. You have a light bulb. Okay, davar pashut. We never heard someone be machmir. Af l'divrei haksav sefer. Even the ksav sefer that was machmir not to read opposite. I guess. Candles, subbing along with candles. When it comes to electricity, of course, you can light shemachmer b'milalecht v'chinkas v'shut ma'arshag. There's nothing to talk about. It's 100% mutar to lake. And we do know though that many people have a mahader to put on covers on the to put covers on their switches. It's a very nice thing to do. If you can remember, every Shabbos to put a cover on the switch. That to some degree is what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says here, that a person should make a simon to remind himself not to turn the lights on and off.
There was a type of light which was a gears. I think I'm forgetting what it's called. Maybe they used it in mines. They dripped a chemical which turned into a gas, acetylene. Acetylene lights?
Acetylyne, I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, acetylene
lights. Yeah, but they use it as a light. And could be that's what he's talking about. That it was a dripping gas, so that he was machmed of some sort, even though there was no problem of playing with the wick. I have to look up with a mill.
We gotta check this out. Okay. Yes. Base. Now we discuss is gromis. Now we get involved in all the different scenarios of indirect causing lights and heat to go on and off, to get increased, to decrease indirectly. So here he first quotes some of the Beis Yitzchak. Shut Beis Yitzchak sh'oisen habotim sh'divnu ba'oifen kezeh sh'sichas deles tismalei hacheder oira. When you open up the door, okay, the Beis Yitzchak lived more than 100 years ago. When you open up the door, then the light goes out. It's some type of mechanism. Obviously, there was no electricity. Not the electricity, because electric first came into existence at the time of the Beis Yitzchak. It wasn't so sophisticated that they had doors. When you open the door, the lights go on. They certainly didn't exist. He's talking over here some type of gas or oil, where when the door opens, then the illumination, there's an increase of. Increase a flow of fuel, which causes the lights to increase. When the door is closed, it goes down. So there's nothing to talk about. That's a malacha deraisa. That's clearly malacha deraisa. There's no grama. It's direct. It's awesome. Fine. Well, the inyan. Now here we talk. The inyan psichas v'skiras hamikarer. That's the refrigerator. Frigidaire. Okay. Company still sell. They're very popular now. You know the Frigidaire, the air conditioners. They're hot sellers. They need a comeback. Friedrich is not doing so well. The Frigidaire, they make a lot of appliances. They've years ago. You hear about who heard about them years ago. For the last 20 years, we heard about Frigidaire.
The refrigerator was called the Frigidaire.
But then they disappeared. They went off the face of the earth, but now they're back in business. They're back, they're very strong. They're doing very well. So here we talk about opening up the refrigerator on Shabbos. Shavodos sabikoyach electriki. When you open up the refrigerator, it was 100% electric. Umisudar bo'ifin zeh. Here's how it works. Sha'al yidei zirim hachash, well, through the flow of electricity, noishav by ruach kara, it blows cold wind through the koyach of electricity, this mechanism, it produces cold air. V'akridus oyle ad hanukudu helyoina, it reaches the temperature, it goes up, doesn't mean go, it means it goes down, right? The temperature drops to the point. V'oz, muchenes hachashmol tafsik, the machine, the electric motor stops. It stops. But automatic. It stops automatically. Over meshech zman, and then over time, kishakridus mismaetes. When the cold air diminishes, it gets hot in the refrigerator. Viaredes really means it goes up. When the temperature goes up, okay, using reverse terminology, oshuv maschelas avoidasa. Oh, so then the thermostat goes again. Over psichas. Oh, now there's intervention. Human intervention. Man always ruins everything. And now, you're causing the machine. Period. So, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to open up a refrigerator? here. Okay, so ayin mizeh b'shut mishpatei uziel sheherich mizeh. Long discussion. What we take for granted is only after the day is over. This is not like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not open the door, but it's opposite a torch. Because opening up the door, you're causing there to be a flow of air, and the flow of air causes there to be an increase in the combustion. That's not the issue. Shoshom over there, machmas ha-psicha, do a directly opening up the door. Tachnas baruch lahalif hamadur, it causes to fan the flames. Masha ain'tin hocha she tachnas baruch. You open the door, you're causing hot air to enter. The al yidei zeh, here's the key word, goyremes. It's a grama limuchoynes hachashmol, the electric motor lifol pulasa to do its thing. Baharei zeh doime. Now he quotes Chazal. You see, we're going back to the sharashim. What are the sharashim? There's a talis, very important halacha. There's a garment that's on fire, a little thing, a tissue on fire. So I want to take a bowl. I want to take a bowl, a pot, and cover the towel that's on fire. But by covering it, I'm going to suffocate it. I'm going to cause it to suffocate. So that it's a grum, that's kibui. So it should be aser. No, it's not. It's not happening in that moment. When I take a big pot and I cover something that is burning, it's not going to go out at that very moment. It's going to go out 10 seconds later. It's indirect. So this is a Gemara. A talis, a garment which is on fire. I cover it with a pot. I don't care that in 10 seconds it's going to go out. If I wouldn't touch it, it will go out in 20 seconds. Now that I covered it, it's going to go out in 5 seconds. So I'm causing it to go out. I'm not causing it to go out at this very moment. And that's the key. The key is long standing at this very moment. Therefore, you can be make left to the Shulchan Aruch. And the mail, when it comes to the refrigerator, it's not when you open up the door, you're not going to instantaneously cause the motor to go on. There's a delay of at least 5 seconds. The temperature has to drop, the thermistor has to register, it has to send a signal. There's a delay. The delay is no worse than causing a garment to be extinguished in decreasing the amount of time that it will go out. Okay, so that's heter number one. It's not instantaneous, period. Number two, the other reason he gives, which is not presenting us, he'll tell us the reason a little bit later on. Shedvodav nemru lahalacha v'loy lamaisi. He says, even though I want to be maker, I'm telling over here halacha v'loy l'maisa. This is what my levi noite, my heart tells me I should say, but I don't want to take upon myself to be maker ad sheyaskim imoid oid acher migdolei bal hayra, unless someone else is maskim to be fun. So many gedolim, when they wanted to issue novel piskei halacha, it's very very common. They issued the psak halacha, and they said, "If I'll find another rav or another gubra rabban, they'll be maskim. Then I will be." Rav Yosef did this. Rav Yosef did this very often. He issued very novel piskei halacha, and he would often say, "I don't want to rely upon myself. If I'll find other person that will agree with me, then I will be my kiss naguna." There was a man, a very famous one, naguna. He was oiker kedusha lemafreya. Rav Yosef. That's very controversial. Today no one's doing this today. No, everyone's afraid to do this, but he did it once. But when he did it, he said, "I want to find other rabbanim. If other rabbanim will join me in this reasoning, then I'm willing to go along together, but not alone." I heard on Tisha B'av, actually listening to a shiur on Tisha B'av, and one of the Ashanim said, "This is the problem today in this generation, the previous generations. The previous generations, rabbanim leaders, they didn't want to take the limelight. They only wanted to do things together with other rabbanim." Today, every Rav, only me, this is going to be my legacy. No one else but me. It's a problem. V'ayin v'kuntris apardes hevi sham tshuvam ha'goyin hadayin mibrisk. Okay, now which one is this? Okay, there were many dayan, there were many briska rabban, and the briska rabban and dayan, one of them, shalla sham lahatim v'neishu psik resha deloy ich bislei, tahave psik resha, they don't care about, tahave psik resha nichle, ledas harbe poiskim, v'hochi nami kain deloy ich bislei, shayasha b'haruach v'yasla v'yadosav v'kimin k'moy shashayv v'achut. Now what is this? Do you know what this means? You break a chut, tzukr, be'eshes, I have no idea what this means. Anyone know what this means? I was struggling with this. Your person breaks a chut, tzukr, the eshes. Okay, what is eshes?
You know what? They had what they called bundled tzukr. It had a string running through it.
Yeah. you would sub on it.
Is it a lantern?
Is
that a lantern?
Sure.
What?
A spark.
A lantern. That's just a lantern.
You break a spark?
You break a rock candy.
Rock candy? And a spark comes?
A spark.
Okay, let's sing. Achut shoshayim, achut sugar, rock candy, be eshes. What's eshes? What's eshes? Eshes means maybe on an anvil. You break it and you break it on an anvil, on an eshes. You take a hammer, and now a spark comes forth. I don't care that a spark, electricity, I've created a fire. I have created a spark. A spark is a gather of ish. It's mutter.
You're up to stones today.
So I create a spark, but I don't care. My purpose is to break the rock candy. Another thing, he's saying you want to make ice on Shabbos. I'm going to go pour ice into a mold. I'm going to put it into the freezer. We'll put it outside where there's an area to make ice. So there, but I'm tnoilad. I'm creating something. That's tnoilad. You're not going to make ice on Shabbos. What? Pashtida is this.
Just like he's saying.
Just like you
put kugel on.
Which is frozen. You're putting kugel, which is frozen. It's a block, it's a solid.
Right.
And now putting it near the fire, you're causing it to melt. So you're changing it from a solid to a liquid, which is noilad. Noilad. So here, taking water and putting it outside and putting it in the freezer, you're turning it into ice. It's also noilad. But it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's why, let's see what it says. It's not, so they're giving another svar. It's menela. It happens naturally. It's not instantaneous. That's what he seems to be saying. Menela means. Umeikara. Okay, let's see. Umeikara biyosei mayim hayamashkev gam kishnikras moil boy machshava lasos a mashke. And now when it congeals, it turns into a solid moil boy machshava lasos a mashke. K'moy di isa b'shas u'k'moy shemut los hashelig l'secha kois. You can put snow into a kois v'hi nimuch and melts me'elav. These are things which are happening over time. Menela. So
what he's saying is that if you're putting something to become frozen.
Yeah.
You're not saying I want to make something a different form. You're saying I want a liquid. It should be cold. It should be taste. Whatever it is. You're not changing the form because your machshava is on the liquid.
Okay, all right.
If you have a frozen piece of kugel, you're going to say, I have a frozen piece. You're saying, I have a kugel. And it's cold.
The difference is, though, if you're not going to eat the frozen kugel water, you're taking the same product and you're changing the form. You could drink it either
some
way.
Some people don't like drinking cold
the
water. They only want to drink room temperature.
Promulgate the thought.
So you're changing it and letting it become room temperature. So
okay. I don't know what's going on, but he says over here two things. First of all, he starts by saying a new svar. When we learned the first paragraph on this on above, the first paragraph above told us a svara. He told us a svara that it's delayed. There's a delayed reaction. That was his yisoid. And he brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch. If there's a fire, if you have a garment, the garment is on fire, and you let the fire burn, it'll take 30 seconds to burn out. When I take a pot and I carve, it'll burn out in 5 seconds. It's mutter. It's mutter because it's not instantaneous. So opening of the refrigerator is not instantaneous. Then in the second paragraph, he quotes from the Kunsha Paradise, where he says a whole different story. It's psik reisha deloy nichle. Now, then that's a whole different svara. Psik reisha nichle means it is instantaneous. I drag a bench. The moment that I drag the bench, sikrish lanichle is a concept of davar shein mischavin. It's not my kavana. Which means, this concept of sikrish lanichle means that it's instantaneous. I'm going to pull the bench. By pulling the bench, I'm going to pull out grass from the ground. So that's a psik resha, that's osur, even though I don't care about it, because pulling out grass of the ground is a melacha deraisa. One is making a charitz. But here's the chiddush, he doesn't say this. I'm eating all this in, because this is all the other place can say is, a davar she'ena mischavein is mutter, even when it's a psik resha delanichle, when it's only an isra midrabanan. So electricity is an isra midrabanan. When I open up the refrigerator, even if that means instantaneously it's going to cause the refrigerator, the motor to go on, I'm not having kavanah for the motor, I'm not having kavanah to get the food, and it's davar she'ena mischavein, and it's only melacha midrabanan, it's mutter. Then he goes on to seemingly say, but it's even better than that. Why is it even better than that? Because it's also not instant. It's not the shas maisa. There's a delayed reaction. So there are so many things that are working to our advantage to be ma'atah, to turn on, to open up the refrigerator. Yeah. Number one, it's nimeila. It's not happening at this very moment. It's davar shei mischavein, and it's lo nichle. I don't care that the motor goes on at this moment in time. It's not my intent, and it's only midrabanan. So the combination of all of these factors works to our advantage, and that is why it is extremely common among us to open a refrigerator on Shabbos without thinking about it. He then.
So what about the
ice cubes? The ice cubes, the machlokes ice cream. Are you allowed to make ice cubes? So he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should make ice cubes. Ein Mishnah Berurah, ein Shon, ein Mechadish. Pulling a bench on Shabbos, it depends. It depends. The classic case, it depends on what kind of ground. If it's a type of soil where it's a suffix, maybe it will pull out grass, maybe it will not pull out grass, then it's mutter. A dover she'enay mischavein on Shabbos by a melacha deraisa, there was not a psik reishas mutter. If you pull a bench, and you will the grass be pulled out, will the grass not be pulled out? Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. All depends how much pressure I apply. It depends on if the grass, the earth is soft, if it's hard. There are so many variables. It's not only unknowns. And even though it's a melacha deraisa, it's mutter. Because it's a davar she'enay mischavein. It's not my intent. My intent is to pull the bench. My intent is not to make a furrow. It's mutter. But if it is a guarantee that by pulling the bench I'm going to make a furrow, it is also a davar she'enay mischavein. That is a psik resha. Means it's a guarantee that it's going to happen, even though it's not my intent to do this melacha. My intent was to do something else, is asa. But it's only asa when it's a melacha de oraisa. But if it's a melacha de rabbanon, as long as it's not kavana, then it's pretty much mutter. Pretty much mutter. Pretty much mutter.
In their section, we went to the same Agla column.
Yeah.
Different section.
They didn't allow any
Israeli
conditions on Shabbos. They lifted the benches.
They lifted that. Well, there was a psikresha. Okay, so based now, ice cubes is another issue. Yesh machlim, that's an old child. Some people allow you to make ice cubes on Shabbos. Some people do not. Everyone agrees you can take an ice cube, put it in a cup of water, and let it melt. That's a guarantee. But are you allowed lechatchila to make ice cubes on Shabbos? So the answer is yes, you can. Sama machmir, it's noilad. It's noilad. You're causing it to change. You're causing it to take a different form. Sama machmir, sama makel. For children, you normally say for children you can be makel. Children who want to make ices, they want to make ices, whatever. You can be makel for adults if you really need it. If you want to be machmir, if you.
There's a question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I remember correctly that if you make ice cubes, you should let it melt a little bit to drink some of the liquid. You can't just eat the ice cubes.
You should.
I'm not sure.
If you make ice cubes, what should you do?
You should use mix water in it, but not eat the ice cubes themselves as ice.
In the drinks.
You better put in your drink.
You're still making. It's no longer. You're still creating.
The difference is, and this is my spot.
You don't want to be born in the world.
And whatever happens inside, you put it back into the refrigerator. That is a different case completely.
That's totally different. That's
Torah. You're creating something. You're not wanting. You don't.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this. I don't know.
When it's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I know. Those cold packs.
The cold packs.
The cold packs.
Cold pack may be a problem.
Well, cold packs is a chemical reaction. I thought you were talking about when they sell, when you order something like from a pomegranate and they package meat and they have these new things now, strips.
Right.
So those you put away in the freezer, you can use it, you go on a trip.
Right.
So those things are always, they're always, no, but it's okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay, the last thing he quotes over here from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin is machmir. Ve'ayin bekuntres luach hayovel b'shem ha'goin Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. Deroy li zohir miliftachoy b'shashu shoyves. He holds in echnami. You should machmir. You should not open the refrigerator when it is off, because then you're going to cause the motor to go on. V'rak b'shah b'shas galgilav. Okay, when it's churning, when the motor is running. Ein lochosh ayin sham. Okay, so you see, he's machmer. Rav Henkin is machmer. Rav Moshe, we know. Wherever you look in the I don't know. It depends on different things. But Rav Moshe, we know he was very machmer. He had a special law. A Shabbos refrigerator that was on a motor. Rav Moshe had someone make from
the motor went all the time.
The motor was on a clock.
Only on a Shabbos clock. So whether you opened the doors,
it didn't make a difference. It was operating right.
So why was he matro clock for a refrigerator but not for an air conditioner?
Avshar Milsa,
noise the outside.
It's not the clock. It's not the clock.
Nowadays, it's more common. People understand that they.
It's not the clock. It's the concept that melacha is being okay. Yeah. All right. So this is a you don't see, and you see all the time advertised the Shabbos ovens, right? They have clocks, but you've never seen a Shabbos refrigerator. No one has come. It'll be the new chumrah of the next generation. The new chumrah to have a Shabbos refrigerator.
You don't have
on the hot water. It's very complicated, right? Hot water on Shabbos in the chanami. You get hot water.
His father does that. He said he made a lot of reforms.
For the hot water on Shabbos. All right, very good. Okay, we will stop here.